Forgot it ended there. I wasn't ready. Anthony Kaczynski here on MFO. And yeah, I love that one.
Thanks, Brian.
What do you have next?
You know, I'm going to do another thing that I did the last time I came here. And the reason I'm doing it is because I went to that rat reunion party back in December.
You're right.
And somebody came up to me and was extremely, who I did not know,
mm-hmm.
who had heard me do this song on it, was extremely complimentary. And it actually touched me. I was like, wow.
That's awesome.
So somebody's listening and took it in.
Oh, of course,
and, you know,
they're listening. There's much more than that. It's just, you know, I find the same thing like about my show. It's like, it takes, like, I don't know if people are shy or whatever, but, you know, it's like surprising when.
Yeah, this was months after the fact, you know, and this person came up and said, are you Anthony Kaczynski? Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
Really, you know, this is a Stones cover, but liked my version, and it was on your show that I did it, so.
Which Stones cover?
I Am Waiting from Aftermath.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm going to. That's good enough. All right. So we'll do it again.
Sounds good to me, Anthony.
Yeah,
it's,
you know,
it's been a while. It's time to hear it again.
And the thing that strikes me about this is that every time I do this, there's something about this song, regardless of what side of the political persuasion you're on, and I think that anybody who knows me knows that I'm pretty outspoken, but there's something inherently political in these lyrics that are, you know, almost 55 years old or 50, whatever, how that album's over 50 years old, that seems to fit with the current moment really well. So it feels like a song worth singing. You know,
it's not just
a genre exercise or something. It has a life to it. I mean, I was really struck. I was listening to, I'm going to get too far off the
no
path,
problem,
but the
go
UK
for it.
Version of Aftermath, if we're going to talk Stones records,
I love this stuff.
Away the US version
now,
of Aftermath.
Now, how so? What's
different,
the difference?
Different tracks on it, different track order. It's longer. We could do a comparison online, but just the album hangs together in a better way for me, and it really made a much more powerful statement when I finally got into it.
Huh.
Like, I was used to I knew all the songs because a lot of them wound up in other places, like on Flowers or whatever, like the compilation albums. But just like with the Beatles over here, they sliced and diced the albums to make them fit, and Aftermath is much better. And this song, this is a few years ago that I sort of rediscovered it. It just popped out.
I'll have to see what versions we have.
The UK vinyl. One is like superior.
Right.
I'm just going to go out there.
That's good to know.
Make the bold statement that everybody needs to hear today.
Okay.
Aftermath UK, all the way. No, we're covering the tough issues. But this is
like the way that rhymes.
So this is from that wonderful record, and it's called I Am Waiting.
Yes, great song. Go for it, Anthony. Anthony Kaczynski on MFO.
Slow or fast,
yeah, oh yeah.
Beautiful, Anthony.
Thanks.
Now do the whole album, Lady Jane.
Yeah.
I might have to play
that
later.
In that fake Elizabethan accent, you know.
I love it. Anthony Kaczynski here.
At WMFO.
Right on.
Having a groovy Saturday afternoon.
So you have a couple more in you. Huh?
I have a couple more in me, I think.
Oh, I wanted to say Sarah Billingsley commented on the Facebook page. She says, "Sounding awesome, Tony K."
Thanks, Sarah.
"Great show last night.
Yeah, she
All
was there.
All four bands, so many great songs and musicianship, too. Glad you saved a bit of your voice for this show."
Cool. Hi, Sarah.
Sarah's a good friend.
So let me think. I'll do Just Like Sunday from Double Trouble, and then I'll sign off the acoustic part with a cover that's also relevant.
Okay.
So, and
then I have something from a Matthew Sweet cover.
Yeah. A new Fire King full band recording with Jonathan Scrancy on drums, pretty psyched about. So.
We'll play that before we're finished with you.
Awesome. Awesome. So this is from Double Trouble. It's called Just Like Sunday.
Kaczynski. What's the name of that one?
Just Like Sunday.
I've heard it many times.
Yeah, it's on the first side of Double Trouble. So.
I just didn't know the name. Very good.
Now you do. So I want to do this next one because, you know, we're losing too many people. And this person is one of my favorite songwriters, performers. He's ill right now. Apparently he's going to hit Elvis
that.
Costello.
Oh, Elvis.
Yeah, he's something like that. Yeah, he apparently has some sort of cancer. I guess that it's been treated or whatever, but, you know, it's been a rough little patch here, huh? You know?
Yeah.
Some, you know, I went to the, I finished up the run with the Magnetic Fields last month, which was also awesome.
Oh, that's right. You played with Magnetic Fields.
Yeah. We played the Apollo Theater.
kind
of amazing, right?
In Harlem, huh?
Yeah. Apollo and the Carnegie Hall of Music in Pittsburgh and the Illuminato Festival at a beautiful theater from 1913 in Toronto called the Elgin Theater.
Those must have been amazing shows, Anthony.
It was a fabulous experience. I mean, I got to go to Australia, you know?
Right.
It's like one of the coolest things I could have possibly wound up being involved with. It was really a terrific thing.
I saw a few of the pitches. It was looking beautiful.
The stage set was gorgeous, but you know, I got a chance to go to the Bowie Is exhibit that's it's closing tomorrow. If anybody wants to drive to Brooklyn, there's one more day. I think they're retiring it. I didn't even know about that. Oh, it's pretty amazing. I have a friend who's there from Detroit. This is her second time.
What do they call it?
Bowie Is. And it's right now it's at the Brooklyn Museum for exactly one more day. I spent 3.5 hours in there. I could have been in there for five.
Nice.
Easily. You know,
I'd love to go.
It was very moving.
I'm surprised I haven't heard about it.
Yeah, it's funny because the Magnetic Fields were in Barcelona for Primavera Sound a year ago in June, and the exhibit was there, and there was no way we just didn't have time to do it.
Yeah.
This time we had a day off between the gig in New York. We actually had a day off before a travel day to Pittsburgh, and the stars lined up.
Worked out.
And it was amazing. You know, like the thing that's funny is that you don't know when the emotions will hit. So they have a lot of rare stuff. They have stuff that, of course, you're familiar with, but in one of the rooms they have a large video installation, and it loops of the really famous performance on Top of the Pops of Starman from 72. And you know, you're watching, I've seen this a million times on YouTube, right?
Sure.
But there was nothing that really prepared me for how impactful it would be. First of all, it sounded amazing, you know, and it's big.
Was it on a large screen, this thing?
It's sort of like, it was weird how they projected it. I'm not going to do a good job of describing it. It was sort of like you looked through a window and you could see it.
Okay.
But it was striking. And it's like the moment, like this thought occurred to me while I was watching it. It's like the moment where he figured out how great he was. He's playful in a way that I never saw before, and of course the band is amazing and they look harmonious, you know, like Ronson is.
So was this a one-time thing or is it going around the country?
I think it was in Toronto. Don't quote me. Toronto, Chicago, Barcelona, and Brooklyn. It was an exhibit that went to two places.
I wish it went to Boston.
I know, I do too. So I was just like, I'm a grown man, you know, I'm standing there in a crowded museum.
You didn't cry, did you?
Of course I did.
No, Anthony.
Of course I did. It was impossible. I was like, I just started having I had a couple of moments like that in there, you know.
Did you have anyone like ask if you were all right?
No, because I think a lot of people were.
They understood.
Yeah. If you go there and you're a fan of any kind, it's going to produce real emotions. Yeah.
So did you see other people having this?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that everybody's trigger for that is different. That one was mine. Moment. I was just like,
How can you not, really?
Yeah.
The guy is amazing.
If people haven't seen that clip, look it up. It's Starman from Top of the Pops, 1972.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's just phenomenal.
I'll watch it again
after the show. The height of Ziggy. I think that's the absolute height of it.
And he just looks at the camera
and I'm just thinking every boy and girl fell in love with him in England. You know what I mean? At the same time.
Everyone wanted to be him.
So, anyways. But we still have Elvis and I want Elvis to stick around. So, if this helps, I'll do next time around from Blood and Chocolate to keep him on the planet a little longer.
I'll play some Elvis later on too.
This is one of my favorite songs of his, and nobody really bought this album when it came out, but Blood and Chocolate is a monster, I think.
It's okay.
Like, great. Is this Tokyo Stone Warning?
No, but I covered that on
I don't even know how you got all those words down to that song.
You know what's funny about that? That was a one-take vocal, too.
Wow.
I'm running out of breath at the end.
Wow.
We didn't stop. We did that really quick. We did that really
quick. You know what? I'm going to have to play that like after we say goodbye.
Yeah,
Tokyo
okay.
Storm
yeah,
Warning. Yeah, I have it in here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Check it out. I don't think it's totally perceptible, but I know what I was going through.
Getting lightheaded.
On the last verse, I'm sort of like, oh.
I haven't noticed, but we're gonna listen to
guy.
It soon.
So this one is a little less wordy. It's called Next Time Round, and it's a good way to close the set. So.
Okay, Anthony Kaczynski live here on MFO doing some Elvis Costello.
Yeah. As I stepped down upon the landing, my heart was already down the stairs. She's in that bedroom with that boy of hers. Though her face is creased and her eyes seem strange, there's a secondhand emotion on a battered 45. My tears were never enough to keep that girl alive. Now she seems contrite. Will she make the change? The next time round. Time round. Then you took two steps forward and then one step on your back. Now it's a future for me and you that I lack. You'll be the one who stands out in the dark, even when you're all dressed in black. The next time. All the things you gave to me. Your elastic love, this velvet line, burger tray. You used to take the breath out of me. Now you're gonna be the death of me. The next time round. The next time round. You'll be someone else's baby, but I'll be underground.
Beautiful, Anthony.
Thank you.
Anthony Kaczynski on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. It's been great, Anthony.
It's always fun to come up here. Thanks
sure.
for having me.
It's always great having you. It's my pleasure. And so what do you have for shows coming up?
I think the next one, well, I'm going to go down. I'm not sure what I'm going to be playing, but there's a cool thing that happens in Provincetown every Friday during the summers for the last 13 years. A gentleman named Billy Huff, who's in a band called the Garage Dogs that was up here, does this thing called Scream Along with Billy. And he and his musical partner, the bassist Sue Goldberg, he plays piano and sings and is really, really funny between songs. He's extremely funny.
Maybe we can make it up there.
It's on Friday. They do an album. So last year was the first time I went in and they did a John Cale album from start to finish, Fragments of a Rainy Season. I thought, I'm in a bar that's like heaven. I mean, he goes to warm up. He goes, we're going to warm up with a song, and the song he does is Dead Finks Don't Talk by Eno.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Come on. Yeah. And really great, too. Yeah, and really funny between songs.
Who does that?
So
yeah.
We hit it off. I may be singing a New York Dolls song with him on Friday. So,
oh, all right.
You know,
what one?
I'm going to do Stranded in the Jungle because I used to do, you know, here's a funny story. Right,
I love it.
So I grew up in Sterling Heights, Michigan, Macomb County. Like, that song Reunion has these references in there. They named a lot of the cities in Macomb County after bigger cities elsewhere. Like the last lines of it, I go, goodbye Richmond, goodbye New Haven, goodbye Romeo. There's a Romeo in Michigan. That's one that wasn't, but there's a Richmond and a New Haven. They're like dots on a map, but that's where I grew up. But sometimes in the early 70s, if you were in a cover band with people, when everybody was in their garage band, you might find people who were a little resistant to things like, say, The Stooges, for example. I remember bringing Raw Power over when it was a new record, and the mm-hmm. bass player in the then band I had took my record off his stereo and threw it across the room.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Like, what is this blank? You know, and I remember, like, wanting to do Dolls covers, and the drummer, I'm going to be merciful and leave their names out of it because history has proven them wrong, said the New York Dolls are a bunch of brainless idiots. So they did let me have Stranded in the Jungle. So I used to do it, you know.
Right.
Like, I can do it. It's something to help me, hit me like an atomic bomb, you know.
There you go. That's some David Joe for you. Love
so
it.
I might wind up singing that on Friday. I don't know what we're doing. They originally were going to do the whole album. I don't know if that's happening, but some form. So I'm going to go down there, and I want to take August off, to be perfectly honest.
Just going
to
enjoy the summer?
Yeah. The last year and a half has been a lot of touring, which was amazing and mm-hmm. great, and I want to finish the Fire King record. So
you got going in the studio
maybe
as well.
Maybe if I have time, and time and money is always an issue, you
of
know,
course.
These days with the advent of the self-financed
right
musician, as you everybody who listens to this probably knows.
And then,
but we're playing a gig together.
I think maybe for Father Out, the Rosebud Reunion?
No, October 5th.
Yeah, October 5th.
At Club Bohemia?
Yes.
We're in. Fire King's in on that.
Fire King's in. I still have to get...
Okay. I won't jump the gun on that one.
My guys still have to confirm, it's pretty likely. I want to do it. I just have to get confirmation from the band.
Herding the cats.
But Fire King will definitely be further out October 5th.
And I was originally going to come in here and promo some shows that we had upcoming for also Gymnasium, the other band I sing with.
Right.
And those shows sort of fell through due to a booking snafu. So we found another way
to
make
this happen. So you're singing for Gymnasium
absolutely,
now, too?
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. The basically, the personnel of Fire King now is Gymnasium's rhythm section plus me.
Oh, okay.
And then Gymnasium are those people, John Sheeran on bass and Jonathan Scrancy on drums, plus Charles Hanson on guitar and Melissa Gibbs on keyboards and vocals. So,
great stuff.
Yeah. I love Charles's songs.
They're
great.
He's been in here. He's awesome.
Yeah. He's a good guy. He was at the show last night.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that's,
well, thank
but hopefully we're going to get more active too, because there's been this whole kerfuffle around the EMF building and everybody losing
right.
their rehearsal spaces, and that's still being negotiated where we're going to end up, and you know.
Well, I hope it gets all figured out, and we love having you in here,
love
Anthony.
Coming down.
Thank you very much.
Best.
And I think we're going to have to take you out with Tokyo Storm 1.
Oh, do you want to do that, or do you want to do the new Fire King?
I got
another one I don't think has been played here.
Well, we play this and then say bye.
That sounds good. We did a Matthew Sweet song called Dead Smile for a tribute album.
That's great you got on
it's
this,
It's a
huh?
beautiful record called Altered Sweet that my friend Keith Klingensmith from Detroit put out on his Future Man Records label. He did a Sloan compilation a couple of years ago that was awesome too. And I will
can I put this in the system too?
Sure.
It will be like 10 minutes of your time after the interview.
Yeah, happy to do that. But I would also recommend to go to the Future Man Records website or Bandcamp or whatever and give this whole record a listen. tribute albums can be spotty. You know, like some people do a really great job and some people don't. This is really good, like start to finish. I was just blown away by everybody's performance on is really good.
Thank you for bringing it.
Yeah. So highly recommended, not just because I'm on it.
Well, let's listen to this one and then we'll say goodbye.
And this is our first recording with the new Fire King drummer, Jonathan Scrancy. And we did this like after a gig out in New Salem, Massachusetts. We were tireder than I am today and walked into the studio. We didn't rehearse it, and I thought he just nailed it to the floor. So I was really happy with the way this came out.
I'm sure it's great. We're going to hear it right now.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Yep, it's Fire King doing some Matthew Sweet here on MFO. WMFO in Medford, and that's brand new stuff on the Altered Suite, a tribute to Matthew Sweet, Fire King, doing Dead Smile there, and an awesome job you did with that.
Why,
Anthony.
Thank you.
Great stuff. And I think all the bands should put together a tribute to Anthony Kaczynski and do Fire King and Figures on the Beach covers. That's how great I think you are.
Awesome. Thank you.
Well, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
And it's great weather.
Yeah.
And
you know what I'm going to go do?
What are you going to do?
I'm going to go take a nap.
It sounds great. That sounds so good. I think that's what I'll do after this show.
I'll listen to you on the radio on the way home.
Right on. Thank you. Anthony Kaczynski. Fire King.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Anthony. We'll do it again.
Let's do.
Let's not make it too long. Yeah. We'll see you again, and I'll see you out and about. And,
always.
Hopefully, we'll do that show with you on October 5th.
Sounds good.
Right on. 91. There goes my voice. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and here they are again doing some more Elvis Costello.
Yeah.
So we have to hit Tokyo Storm warning. All right. Thanks, Anthony.
Thank you.
Right on.
my sweet Lady Jane. When I see you again, your servant am I, and will humbly remain. Just heed this plea, my love, on bended knees, my love, I pledge myself to Lady Jane. My dear Lady Anne, I've done what I can, I must take my leave, for promised I am. This play is run, my love, your time has come, my love, I pledge my troth to Lady Jane.
In the States. Meanwhile, back in the jungle. Well, the boys in the jungle had me on a run. When something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. I woke up kind of slow and my head starting to clear. I had a strange feeling I'm with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking. I looked around to see. That's when I found out they was a cooking me. I said,
hey guy, check him out. Let me out of here.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Thank you. Vicky, how you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
We'll be right back.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. What is that noise?
I don't know. I might have something open here.
Where is that coming from? Oh, your computer.
No, it's not my computer because I have... No, it's not mine. I don't know.
It's voices in my head.
Yeah, it could be that.
We're a crash course for the Ravers show. We had a... Anthony did a great acoustic set for us. Anthony Kaczynski was just in. If you missed it, archives will be up later. And we have another guest coming up. Arthur Nason is stopping by. He's got a couple brand new tracks he wants to lay on us. So I'm going to run down. I'm going to run down and get Arthur.
More prizes.
While I'm I'll start up the Ramones block for the week. And you can keep an eye on that for me, Abe Marie.
I will.
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Ramones block, and after that, we'll be talking to Arthur Nason and play something that he brought by.
Here, WMFO in Medford.
When I'm lying in my bed, I don't want to grow. Nothing ever seems to turn out right, and I don't want to grow. How do you move in a world with fog that's always changing? When I see the price of you big, I don't wanna grow up. I don't ever wanna be that way, and I don't wanna grow up. Seems that folks turn into things that they never want. The only thing to live for is today. I'm gonna put a hole in my TV set. I don't wanna grow up. Open up the medicine chest. All night.